We don't march and protest because we like to march and protest.
All we want to do is be free.
Sean King.
You read the headlines, but Sean King's got the perspective. 17 past the hour. Bro, man, you good this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning, everybody. You know, every Thursday I try to take a few minutes on here to tackle a couple of different topics to give you a little insight into what's going on in this problematic place that we call the United States of America. But first, I want to share some good news. As you may have seen on Wednesday, a jury in Charlottesville, Virginia, convicted a man named Jacob Goodwin in the horrifically brutal assault of DeAndre Harris. Yesterday, Goodwin was sentenced to 10 years in prison for his role in the attack. I want to thank each of you for your support in helping make that happen, because right here on the Tom Joyner Morning Show this past August and September, we spoke over and over and over again about this case, and I led a small team of people who helped identify this man, and we tracked him all the way to his home in Arkansas. And he was incredibly difficult to locate, and he was actually one of the men who assaulted DeAndre that we weren't sure if we would ever find. The day DeAndre was assaulted by these men this past August, I saw the first photos and videos of the ordeal. I had the thought that if these men weren't caught and held accountable for what they did, that it would set a horrible precedent for anti-black violence in this country. If bigots were literally able to assault a young black man in broad daylight, be filmed for it, and get away with it, my thought was and still is that it would be likely that we would be likely rather to see this type of behavior again and again and again. Today, the second man that we identified as one of DeAndre's attackers, Michael Alex Ramos, is on trial. He'll be found guilty as well because the evidence that we turned over is overwhelming. The trial for another man, Dan Borden, who was one of the most brutal in the attack and caused some of the most horrific injuries, and he should receive a very harsh sentence. His trial begins next week. And while I'm proud of the role that we played in bringing these three men to justice, I sincerely can't celebrate because two of the most brutal men in the attack are still on the loose. I have hundreds of photos and videos of these men, and I've released them widely. We have a reward of $25,000 each for the identification of these two men. Yet here we are 9 months later, and I have no earthly idea who they are or where they are. I've never seen anything like it. It's like they're ghosts. And I can at least say this. I won't stop searching for these men until the day I die. They need to be found, and they need to be held accountable. And I'll keep you all posted on the trials and on any leads that we have in finding the other men. I want to close this morning by speaking for a few minutes about Kanye West. Of course, he's been in the news for the past few weeks because of his very public, emphatic embrace of Donald Trump, which is disturbing all by itself. But this week it has taken a very ugly turn for the worse, with Kanye saying that black folk were in slavery for 400 years by choice. It's one of the dumbest, most offensive, ignorant statements about slavery that I've ever heard in my entire life. And the truth is that if a white man said that, he'd likely lose his job, probably lose his endorsements, probably never work in mainstream America again. It's that disturbing. And several people have said to me some version of, why does it even matter what Kanye West says? And I get what they mean, but the man is a mega celebrity. Yes, he's an egotistical man who appears to simply be out for himself. But when a man as well known as him, particularly a black man, so warmly and repeatedly embraces a bigoted man like Donald Trump, then says slavery was a choice, it causes very real problems. All week I've been studying white supremacist and neo-Nazi message boards and websites, and they are celebrating the words of Kanye West. I've seen thousands of memes and messages, and they're doing that knowing that his words will be used against us and will justify many of their worst thoughts and actions for years and years to come. Kanye West is not just providing cover to Donald Trump. He's providing cover for the most flagrant bigots and racists in our nation. Of course, he's wrong, but his actions will be used against us for the foreseeable future. And I'll close with this thought. I've seen many people say they don't know if they've ever seen anybody fall so far so fast. And I thought about that. And I don't think that's what's happened here at all. I think Kanye has hid from us how he really views the world, and we're just now learning about it. I got to run, y'all. Rooting for you. Hope you have a great weekend. Take care now.
Your words are worth a thousand words and worth repeating, too. We'll take it to heart.
Appreciate
Thank
it, man.
Thank you, Sean King.
Take care now.
All right, man. Have a great remainder of the week. 22 past the hour on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
out my window. The nights are long.